感谢主给弟兄姊妹预备这么好的一个会所啊。
We thank the Lord that he has provided such a great gathering place.
Andrew 弟兄很久前就希望我能够来看一看。
Brother Andrew wanted me to come and take a look for quite some time.
感谢主这次终于有机会来看。
Thank the Lord that now there's a chance to come.
比我想象的好得多啊。
It seems better than what I had imagined.
真是满心的感谢主。
And we thank the Lord in our hearts.
希望这个地方成为弟兄姊妹属灵生命成长的地方。
May this be a place where brothers and sisters can grow spiritually.
也是成为神降下更多祝福的地方。
Also a place where God can pour out his blessing even more.
那么弟兄们希望我今天晚上呢能和弟兄姊妹有一点的交通。
Brothers wanted me to have some fellowship with brothers and sisters tonight.
我们知道明天就是夏令会了啊。
We know that tomorrow is our summer retreat.
所以今天晚上呢我觉得和弟兄姊妹我想不是像讲道啊我就是把我心中一点的负担感觉告诉大家好吧。
Today I would like to share with you some of my burdens from my heart.
我要把我这么多年来侍奉主啊
For many years, I have served the Lord.
我侍奉和生活的准则跟弟兄姊妹有点交通。
I would like to share on the principle in which I serve and how I live.
我们都知道保罗在腓立比书里面告诉我们。
We know that Paul had told us in the book of Philippians.
一个基督徒侍奉主是应该有标杆的。
That for a Christian to serve the Lord, he must have a goal.
这个标杆真的是非常的重要。
And this goal is very important.
因为你有了标杆。
Because once you have this goal,
你有了这个奋斗的方向和目标。
Then you have a direction for which you would fight.
当然弟兄姊妹都知道腓立比书里面保罗所讲这个标杆是什么。
We know that what this goal is in the book of Philippians that Paul spoke of.
那个标杆就是基督。
This goal is Christ.
那保罗告诉我们说呢，今天在地上也向着这个标杆往前。
And Paul tells us that while we're on this earth, we also press forward toward the goal.
你要学习认识基督。
To know Christ.
你要得着基督。
To lay hold of Christ.
你要享受基督。
And to appreciate Christ.
然后呢彰显基督。
And to manifest Christ.
这是腓立比书里面很清楚给我们看见一个标杆的生活。
And this is something very clearly portrayed in Philippians regarding a life with a goal.
但是我们知道保罗不仅把标杆给我们。
But we know that Paul not only laid out this goal for us.
保罗还给我们有生活侍奉的准则。
But Paul also gave us the principle in which we live and we serve.
这个准则呢是我们现实生活中间的一个规范。
This principle is, in our daily living, a guideline.
所以呢对于我们来讲不仅有标杆标杆太大了对吧
Not only do we have a goal, which is very high,
因为我们的生活是很琐碎侍奉也是很琐碎我们需要一些的原则。
Because our service and our living are quite miscellaneous things, so we need some principles to guide that.
所以我们是不仅有这个标杆也需要有准则。
Therefore, not only do we have this goal, we also need to have these principles.
所以这些年呢我自己侍奉跟随主。
So in the past years, as I live and as I serve the Lord,
在我的生活中我立下一些的准则。
In my life, I have these principles.
你有了准则你才有明确的路。
Once we have these principles, then there's a clear way.
你才会有标准。
Then you would have the standard.
你才会有原则。
Then you have the principle.
今天我们常常讲你做人有做人的原则对吧
Today we say that as you are someone, you will have some principles.
有人做人没有原则那是很乱的。
For someone to live without principles, that would be very chaotic.
所以我们侍奉主、跟随主、属灵的生活也是需要有准则的。
Therefore, as we live and as we serve the Lord, we must have these principles.
并且你立了这个准则之后啊。
And once we have these principles,
你才不会迷失，不会偏离。
Then we would not drift away.
我很年轻的时候就蒙召出来侍奉主啊。
When I was very young, I was called to serve the Lord.
我就知道将来我所面临的一个环境是一个多变化的环境。
I know that in the future I would face a situation
that's very evil. 是一个很险恶的环境。
It is a very evil condition.
啊，是一个充满试探引诱的环境。
There's a lot of temptations.
如果我要能把我这一生侍奉主的路把它走得好，走到路中。
If I want to walk the right way until the end.
所以我需要一些的准则。
Then I must have these principles.
你看这个准则啊，今天这个世界上人呢，他们有些人用着，这是你做人的底线啊。
Some people in this world say this is the base bottom line of how you live.
或者在讲，这是红线不能越过的。
This is a red line that you cannot cross.
要，我希望主保护我。
I want the Lord to protect me.
让我能够在这条道路中间。不至于偏离。
So that as I'm walking on this way, that I would not drift aside.
所以我为自己的生活是说画了红线。
Therefore, for my own life, I've drawn this red line.
为我的底线。
I have this bottom line.
你任何的事情，再好的事情，碰到我这个底线，我就什么都不做。
If there's something that seems very good, but if it touches this red line, then I will not cross it.
所以晚上呢，我就要把我个人生活生命中的一个准则呢跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Therefore, tonight, I would like to fellowship with brothers and sisters some of these principles that I have in my life.
因为在座大部分都是年轻人。
Because a lot of people here are young brothers and sisters.
你要知道你这一生呢你能把主量给你的道路能把它跑得对跑得好跑到路中不容易。
It is quite difficult to run this race until the end, the race that the Lord has prepared for you.
Yeah, 我可以告诉你们，我这个信主已经超过半个世纪了。
I have believed the Lord for over half a century.
我1959年受浸，你想想看，到今年多少年
？I was baptized in 1959.
Yeah, 我从年轻时候很多同伴。
I have a lot of companions.
Yeah, 我看见。太多的人走了一半就偏离了，失败了啊
！I see a lot of people after walking a while, they would lose heart and walk aside.
到今天，我常常有时候想一想，还能在这个路上还在奔跑的没几个人呢。你看
，When I think back, there's not very many who could continue to run this race.
所以，如果你定下准则。
Therefore, if you have this principle,
对你自己来讲是一个保护。
Then this is a protection for you.
那么感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord.
所以呢，我也在主面前呢，为自己的立下了准则。
Therefore, I thank the Lord that before the Lord, I also set these principles for myself.
我这个准则呢，一共有五个点啊。
I have 5 points in this principle.
我先把它这个几个点告诉你。
I will tell you these 5 points.
第一个点
，First，
绝对尊重神的话。
Absolutely honor God's word.
第二个点
，Second，
坚决走正路。
I will be determined to walk the right way.
第三个点
，Third point，
追求一个纯洁的魂。
To pursue a pure soul.
第四个点
，Fourth point。
顺服恩膏的教训。
To follow the teaching of the anointing.
第五个点。
The fifth point.
爱慕主的显现。
To admire God's the Lord's appearing.
听起来好像弟兄姊妹很熟悉啊。
It seems like these are very familiar points.
但是呢，这是我自己所定规的准则。
But this is the principle that I have set for myself.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
这么多年碰见了很多的事情，碰见很多变化的时候。
Many years I have encountered some change.
因为有这个准则。
Because I have this principle.
所以呢，主也叫我避开了很多 不应该有的错误啊。
Therefore, God allowed me to not have a lot of errors.
那么当然了，这个原则听起来很容易，但是我现在稍微做一点解释啊。
Of course, these principles sound very simple, but I will make some explanation now.
第一个点，绝对尊重神的话。
The first point is to absolutely honor God's word.
我们会在发觉弟兄姊妹中间的读主的话的人也不少啊。那么呢，这个背主的话的人、记主的话、解释主话的人很多啊。
We know that amongst God's people, there's a lot who read His word and memorize His words and expound on His words.
但是我这里用了一个尊重这个字，要尊重主的话。
But here I use this word honor to honor God's word.
凡圣经中所有的话我都相信。
Every word in the Bible I believe.
这是我想有许多弟兄姊妹说啊，那当然了，有谁不相信圣经是神的话呢，对不对？
Brothers and sisters might say, of course, who would not believe God's word?
但是我在这里要强调一件事情。
But I want to emphasize one point.
如果我们尊重圣经中没有的，那就是不是尊重神的话。
If we honor something that is not in the Bible, then we're not honoring the Lord's word.
你知道今天基督教很复杂。
You know that Christendom today is very complicated.
太多主之外的东西，主话语之外的东西。
There's a lot of things that's outside of the Lord's word.
我今天没有办法举很多例子啊，弟兄姊妹能领会。
Today I do not have time to mention a lot of examples for you to understand.
他们把很多这些神的话语中没有的东西摆在教会里面呢，看得很重要。
They brought in a lot of things that's not in the Lord's word and bring into the church and count it as important.
圣经中有的他们反而不尊重。
And things that are in the Bible, they do not honor.
哦，我们知道今天呢，这个真是太多太多的事情啊。
There's too many examples.
当然你们也晓得今天在基督教里面很多节期啊什么都圣经中没有的。
And we also know that in Christianity, there's a lot of holidays that is not recorded in the Bible.
圣经中有很多的所谓的这些训练的方式啊，基督教里面用的太是没有的，圣经中没有的。
And there's a lot of things that people use for training and exercise, and that's not recorded in the Bible.
我们晓得从18世纪开始。
From the 18th century,
啊，神兴起了所谓的弟兄运动
，and God started the brethren movement.
那个呢，才是教会历史中间哈、啊、一个大清除的时代。
And that is in the church history. This is a
清扫，把很多东西清除。
It's a time of cleaning.
呀，因为什么呢？因为弟兄们强调说要。回到圣经 back to the Bible.
Because the brothers emphasize back to the Bible.
当他们回到圣经里面找出来发现过去一千多年地上教会很多东西都圣经中没有的。
And when they went back to the Bible to search, they find that in the past thousands of years, a lot of things are not in the Bible.
所以因此他们立定心志他们要跟着主的话做。
Therefore, they were determined that they would follow the Lord's word.
主的话中有的他们要尊重。
They will honor whatever the Lord says.
主的话中所没有的他们就全部排除掉。
And they will reject anything that's not of the Lord's word.
所以因此给当时代带来一个大的复兴。
Therefore, it brought about a big revival during that time.
这是教会历史上一个很大的复兴啊。
This is a big revival during church history.
终于神的家被清理了一下。
That finally God's house has been cleaned.
但是很可惜啊，二十多年之后呢，他们的情况也有变动啊。
But unfortunately, after 20 some years, and there's some change in their condition.
但是呢，至少他给我们带来了这么一个很大的福气。
But at least it brought about such great blessing to us.
要不是弟兄们这样坚持啊
，If not for the brothers to hold fast that way.
今天呢，我们恐怕也蒙不到这个福气。
Perhaps today we would not have this blessing.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道呢，神是无可比的。
Brothers and sisters, we know that God is incomparable.
神的伟大是我们难以想象的。
His majesty is something far beyond what we can fathom.
他的智慧能力都是不能测的。
his wisdom and his power cannot be measured.
所以因此他所说的话也是无可比的。
Therefore, there's nothing that can compare with what he says.
2000年的教会历史。
In 2000 years of church history.
我们知道人在地上得罪神最厉害的。
We know that when man had offended God the most,
很简单，就是不听话。
Is when they do not listen to God's word.
啊，所以呢，你看见今天地上基督教整个复杂的不得了。
We see a lot of complicated matters in Christianity.
所以我出来侍奉主的时候啊
，So when I came out to serve the Lord,
我自己立个心志。
I was determined.
凡圣经中有的我守。
Anything in the Bible, I will keep.
圣经中没有的我不要守。
And anything that's not in the Bible, I will not.
我不管他什么人。
I don't care who says that.
你知道，有的时候我们会有人情世故啊，那个影响很厉害的。
Sometimes we'll have some relationship with others, and this might affect us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个试探引诱太厉害了。
Brothers and sisters, this is too big of a temptation.
啊，我现在不需要举例，让年轻弟兄姊妹啊，你们自己去体会啊。
I do not need to give you examples. You can understand this yourself.
啊，当然了，我们不仅尊重神的话。
Of course, not only do we honor God's word.
我们还要知道我们读圣经的目的是什么。
We also need to know the purpose of which we read the Bible.
啊，读圣经的目的不是为了讲道。
Read the Bible is not for the purpose of giving sharing messages.
读圣经的目的也不是为了创造记录啊。
And it is not to create some records.
我佩服很多弟兄姊妹，他们把新约圣经全部背过。哎呀。这个我做不到。
I admire those brothers and sisters who memorize the entire New Testament. I cannot do that myself.
你们中间有谁新约全部背过的有没有
？Someone here recited the entire New Testament.
我到中国大陆去。
When I went to China.
有一个弟兄带了一个年轻的弟兄来。
A brother brought a young brother.
他孙弟兄。
Brother son.
这个弟兄把全本新约背过了。
This brother has memorized the entire New Testament.
哇，我一听这个书让人起劲啊！
It immediately caught my attention.
真是不得了，我羡慕的不得了。
I admire that very much.
但我做不到。
I cannot do that.
对不对？有人告诉我，这个弟兄把圣经读过100遍。
Someone told me this brother read the Bible 100 times.
弟兄姊妹们，你有读过100遍吗
？Brothers and sisters, did you read 100 times?
啊。我不要问你们读了几遍啊。
I will not ask you how many times you read the Bible.
对你读的遍数越多越好对不对
?The more you read, the better, right?
但是呢我说你最重要的你什么读圣经你要知道读经的目的是什么。
But more importantly, when you read the Bible, you need to know the purpose of which you read.
我们刚讲这些都是好的。
These things we mentioned.
但是更重要的是你要明白圣经。
But more importantly, you need to understand scripture.
啊。你要明白圣经。
You have to understand the Bible.
所以呢，我们需要从神的启示来读主的话语。
Therefore, we need to read the Lord's word from God's revelation.
这里有简单三个点呢，就是我个人现在读圣经呢比较这个注重的。
Here are some three simple points that, as I read the Bible, I pay heed to.
当然，第一个点读圣经，你要认识基督。
The first, of course, is that when we read the Bible, we are to know Christ.
哦，你知道今天呢，在整个基督教里面，这个复杂的不得了。
There's a lot of complications in Christianity today.
哎呀，有人读神学、哲学、心理学，哇，这个学那个学，啊，这个论那个论，哦，有时候我碰见那些，怎么一论来论去，这个头都昏了啊，论。
There's some people who are theologians or they study psychology or philosophy, and there's a lot of theories.
哎，你们也许听过什么二元论、三元论，哎呀，一大堆的论。
There, perhaps you have heard a lot of these.
其实圣经的目的就是让我们认识基督，认识神的儿子的。
But the Bible is the purpose is for us to know God's Son, Christ.
主自己也讲，全本圣经是为他做见证。
The Lord Himself says that the whole Bible testifies of Him.
哈，你从里面读出什么地理、历史什么东西的啊？这些东西啊，不是最重要啊。
If you read the Bible to get some geography and history, that's not the most important.
啊，有的弟兄姊妹记忆力比较好，记住了很多的事情，那也很好。
Some brothers and sisters have good memory, and you remember a lot of facts. That's good.
最重要认识基督啊。
Most importantly, to know Christ.
嗯，然后第二件事情。
The second.
啊，读圣经，认识做人的意义。
To read the Bible, we know the purpose in which we live.
弟兄姊妹，你只有听主的话。
Brothers and sisters, only if you listen to God's, the Lord's word.
啊，那么你才能够把人活得正常。
Then you can live a normal life.
我真是满心感谢我的主啊。
I thank the Lord wholeheartedly.
在我没有得救之前呢、啊。
Before I knew the Lord.
我也不知道人生的意义是什么。
I didn't know the meaning of life.
啊，为什么活着？
Why are we living?
啊，我们你们读书的时候，老师有没有也教我们啊
？When you're studying, did the teachers teach you?
啊，我们年轻的时候，这个是孙中山讲的，人生的意义是什么？为了什么？为了服务。
This is what Dr. Sun Yuxian said that the purpose of life is for service.
对啊。所以我们年轻时候就哦，我想这个服人生的意义就是服务，有什么意义啊
？The purpose of life is to serve. What does that mean?
感谢主，当我一信主之后
，Thank the Lord after I believed Him.
我才知道神创造我是有意义的。
Then I know that God created me with a purpose.
我活着也是有意义的。
And for me to live, there is a purpose.
我也知道我为什么成为人。
And I know why I became a man.
弟兄姊妹们，这个对我是一个很大的转变。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great turning point.
所以我们越读主的话
，Therefore, the more we read the Lord's word，
你越应该是一个正常人。
Then we more should become a normal person.
所以我们年长的弟兄讲嘛。
So therefore, our elderly brother said，
如果你不懂得什么叫做正常人，谈什么属灵啊
？If you don't know how to be a normal person, how can you speak of being spiritual？
正常人是属灵人，属灵人是正常人。
A spiritual man is a normal man.
但很奇怪，你看这些年呢，在教会里面，大家整天听到讲到，有很多弟兄姊妹呢，不仅这个好像没有变正常，变得越来越怪。
But after many years, it seems like we did not become more and more normal, but we become weirder and weirder.
可见你没有把主的话读进去，你知道吗
？That shows that you did not get the Lord's word to go in.
圣经是真正的教导我们怎么做人的。
The Bible teaches us how to live.
你说做人为什么要把人做得那么好啊
？How come we need to live in this way？
哦，你知道神有个荣耀的旨意，他这个永远的旨意是要借着人来完成的。
Because you know that there is this glorious purpose of God, and He wants to accomplish this through man.
所以你就知道我们基督徒为什么要做正常人呢，对不对
？Then you know why Christians must.
这个和神的旨意有关的。
Because this is connected with God's purpose.
当然，我不能讲得太远啊，我只能简单的这么说。
But I cannot go too far, so I can only speak simply.
第三件事情。
The third point.
那么呢，我读圣经的目的是明白教会的意义。
To read the scripture, we understand the meaning of the church.
这个对我后来的侍奉实在影响太大。
This affected me very much in my service.
我刚刚讲这些东西都有圣经的根据啊，我想我晚间没时间去读了。
There's all scriptural basis for this, but I don't have time to read these passages right now.
在以弗所书第一章里面告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 1, it tells us.
你要认识教会，你要先认识基督。
To know the church, we must know Christ first.
因为我们现在呢，很多人呢，这个教会的观念呢，在里面信主时，你有教会观念，一个礼拜堂啦，里面一个牧师啦，一个是诗班呐，一套的制度啊，对不对啊？这是教会。
Because for many of us, before we believe the Lord, we already have a conception of the church. Perhaps it's a building, and there's a pastor inside, and there's a choir in some ways.
哦，教会，圣经中的教会的意义那是。太大的一件事情了。
But the meaning of, and purpose of the church in the Bible is far exceeding what that is.
感谢主，你要从圣经里面来看什么是教会。
We thank the Lord. We must through Scripture see the meaning of the church.
因为我们出来侍奉主啊，我们在这里就是一同建立教会嘛，对不对？
Because as we serve the Lord, it is to establish His church.
如果你不懂教会，你怎么来服事呢？
If you do not understand the meaning of the church, then how could you serve?
所以我到国内，我跟那些年轻弟兄姊妹也讲。
Therefore, when I went back to China, I shared with young brothers and sisters.
我说呢，我好像过去跟你们也讲过，我说你们要跟我谈教会啊，大家谈教会。
Perhaps I've shared with you before, we need to discuss the church.
我说呢，我圣经至少读了二三十遍啊，这可能性不止了啊。
I said, at least I've read the Bible 20 or 30 times or more now.
我说你至少把圣经给我读20遍，我们两个人坐下来谈教会才有意义，对吧？
At least you must read the Bible 20 times before we start discussing the meaning of the church.
现在很多年轻人圣经都还没怎么读了，那么满脑袋教会观念，太可怕了啊！Nowadays,
there are some young people who haven't read the Bible much, and they have this conception of the church, and this is very severe.
对啊，你要从圣经里面明白教会的意义。
You have to comprehend the meaning of the church through the scripture.
你不要从现在这个基督教的这些团体里面去明白，那个是完全不准确的。Do
not try to understand the meaning of the church through the Christian organizations that we have now.
所以你看，我现在定规自己读圣经，我就朝着这个三个方向走。
Therefore, I establish for myself as I read this Bible, I go towards these three directions.
所以别人跟我谈教会，我一听那个根本不是圣经的思想，我谈都不想谈。
When someone wants a fellowship regarding the church, if I sense that this is not according to the Bible, I don't even want to have that fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们，那个碰到我的底线了，对不对？
Yes, brothers and sisters, that touched my bottom line.
那么还有一件重要的事情。
There's also one more important matter.
我所坚持的。 圣灵是圣经唯一的解释者。
I hold fast to this, that the Holy Spirit is the only one that explains the scripture.
哦，教会历史上这么多的解经家，这个解经家，那个解经家，一大堆解经的书。
In church history, there are so many people who try to exegete the scripture.
到后来我明白了。
Later, I understand.
若不是圣灵感动他们,
if not the Holy Spirit moving them,
他们也解不出来,
then they could not explicate the Bible.
所以真正好的解经的书, 乃是圣灵解释的。
Therefore, the only good books about the Bible would be from the Holy Spirit explaining that.
哦，他们说 Campbell Morgan 解经王子。 Campbell Morgan.
Campbell Morgan is a prince of explicating the Bible.
要是没有圣灵，他能当王子吗？不可能。
If there's not the Holy Spirit, then he cannot be a prince.
啊，因为圣灵的感动，当然我也读过他的书，我也觉得虽然也还不错，但是也没有他想象的那么样的高深。
Of course, I read some of his books. It's pretty good, but it's not as high as I had imagined.
感谢主，在地上使用了成千上万的弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, he used hundreds of millions of people.
是圣灵在他们里面解释了，所以呢，他们才有话才能解释。
These brothers and sisters, because the Holy Spirit is explaining it in them, so then they can explain this.
所以到后来，我就想说，当然我尊重这些弟兄姊妹们啊。 你不要以为我很骄傲，我实在是算不得什么的。
Of course, I respect these brothers and sisters. Don't think I'm very proud.
我年轻时候从他们的书里面得很多的帮助。
When I was young, I gained a lot from these books.
哎呀，后来我在想，他们都是圣灵的学生呢，对不对？
But later on, I realized they're all students of the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，找这些学生不如直接找老师好。
To learn from these students, I might as well go to the teacher.
所以我就转向圣灵了。
Therefore, I turn to the Holy Spirit.
感谢主啊！
Thank the Lord.
就圣灵在我里面不断的给我有许多的解释。
And the Holy Spirit continues to explain things in me.
有时候我在想，我这个解释到底对不对啊？我自己也不知道，对不对？
Sometimes I think, is this explanation correct? I'm not even sure.
那么我就把那有些人的那个解经书看一看。哎呦，我很高兴啊！原来我跟他讲的跟他讲的一样。
So then I look at some of these books, and I'm very happy. Oh, what I thought is the same as what they're saying.
So Sparks 弟兄就告诉我们了。Therefore,
Brother Sparks tells us.
他说，年长的弟兄就是你在属灵上面的印证。哎，这个话讲得好。That
the elder brothers are the confirmation of your spiritual growth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你读经，你会跟着这个老师走，这是活路。告诉你讲活路。
Brothers and sisters, if when you're reading the scripture, you follow this teacher, then this is a living way.
没有一个人能把圣经全部解开的。
There's no one who could fully explain the entire Bible.
啊，你看这个在基督教的书架上面，这个 commentary 啊，多得不得了，对不对？
There's a lot of Bible commentaries on bookshelves.
但是也没有哪一个人能够把全本圣经解释说呢，变成标准的了，对不对？没有的。
But there's not a standard commentary by someone that can explain the entire Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹们，记住。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, remember.
圣灵是圣经唯一的解释者。
The Holy Spirit is the only one that can explain the Bible.
哎，如果你啊，在你的生活中啊，把你自己跟圣灵的关系弄得好啊，那你读圣经可是有亮光。
If in your daily living you have a good relationship with the Holy Spirit, then as you read the Bible, you will be illuminated.
我插出去讲一点啊。
I will have this tangent.
那么我60岁过以后，我曾经得过一个病。
After I was 60 years old, I had this illness.
啊，那个叫做 grave disease 这么一个病。
It's called grave disease.
啊，那个病一来了，我整个眼睛呢什么都看不见。我看就弟兄姊妹坐底下，我的脸，你们的脸我都看不见。
And I couldn't see the faces of brothers and sisters even this close.
所以我也不能读书。
And I couldn't read.
哇，我那个时候呢，勉强读圣经。
And I try to read the Bible.
啊，都把我的圣经打到电视上面，都这么大字啊，一个字一个字。
And project the Bible onto TV and make the words very big.
哇，那我说那个时候读圣经，真是一个字一个字的读啊。
During that time when I read the Bible, it's really word by word.
前后五年。
For 5 years.
所以呢，那个时候就再也没有看过任何一本解经的书。
And after that time, I have never read another book of commentary.
属灵的书也不能看。
And I do not read spiritual books.
我就专门读圣经思想主。
So I can only read the Bible and to meditate of the Lord.
哎呀，从外面看来我很可怜了，我眼睛怎么看不见的，对不对
？Outwardly, it seems like I'm in a pitiful state. I cannot see with my eyes.
哇，这五年呢，是我里面非常丰富的五年。
But inside this 5 years is very bountiful within.
因为我从圣灵领受主的话语的解释。
Because from the Holy Spirit, I gained His explanation of the Bible.
所以呢，因此呢，我感觉有主的美意啊。
Therefore, I believe that there is a good purpose for this.
因为主要彻底把我对人的依赖给它断掉。
Because the Lord will completely shut off my reliance on other men.
弟兄姊妹，这是真的。
Brothers and sisters,
直到今天，我就知道，我所有一切圣经的问题，只要到圣灵的跟前，都可以得到答案。
Therefore, I know today that any question I have regarding the Bible, I can come before the Holy Spirit to get an answer.
所以根本没有圣灵的解释，根本没有解释的解开来的话。
Therefore, if there's no Holy Spirit explained, then there's no explanation.
啊，对不起，这个不能解释太多啊，这个时间不够用的。好，我现在讲第二个点啊。
I will, due to time constraint, I'll move on to the second point.
弟兄姊妹，第二个点啊，我对自己的一个期许，坚决走正路。
And brothers and sisters, the second point is that I'm determined to walk the right way.
圣经讲这个正路就是义路啊，义路。
The Bible speaks of this right way as a righteous way.
这是特会里面呢，我还会。有一堂会，两堂会详细讲这个东西。
And I'll go into more details during the conference.
当然，今天我们如果问弟兄姊妹什么是正路啊，我想你很快就回答了。
If we ask brothers and sisters now what is the right way, you would respond very quickly.
知道吗
？Do you know
什么是正路啊
？What is the right way？
主耶稣就是路嘛，对不对
？The Lord Jesus.
这个约翰福音14章里面讲，主耶稣就是路。
John chapter 14 says the Lord is the way, Lord Jesus is the way.
但是你不要把这个哈仅仅当作是一个知识常识。
But do not treat this just as a fact and knowledge.
对我来讲
，to me，
我要坚持一件事，就在他以外的都不是路。
I have to be determined on this way, this thing that outside of him there's no way.
只能跟随他才能走正路。
There's only one way, that is to follow him.
听他的话。
To listen to him.
你知道我们过去的年日，我也曾经跟这些年长的人，也被他们带到岔路上去了。
in the past, sometimes I've been brought by elder brothers to the side way.
感谢主，主带领我一路的修正。
But I thank the Lord brought me back and to correct me.
是我可以说今天主把我摆在这个正路上。
I can say today that the Lord has placed me on the right way.
但是呢，因为主还没回来，我不能保证我走到路中。
But because the Lord has not returned, I cannot guarantee that I will walk to the end.
哇，这条道路上面的试探引诱太多太多了。
Because there's so many temptations on this road way.
哦，你知道侍奉主不简单了，又是名啊，又是利啊，哦，太多好处。
To serve the Lord is not easy. There's fame that could draw you away.
啊，有时候人家捧你啊，人家请你啊，这个哇，哎。自己越来越高兴了，对不对？
Perhaps someone invite you and then do something good for you and you become happier.
所以你就看见今天这条路上走滑出去的跌倒的多的不得了啊。
Therefore you see that on this way those who fall aside there's so many of them.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
这个道理大家都知道的。
We know this teaching.
但是一走起来的时候就完全是两回事情了。
But then it's different when we actually start walking.
所以因此我坚持在他之外没有路。
Therefore, I hold fast that besides him, there's no other way.
再好的方法，再好的不能接受。
Even if there's a very good method, I cannot accept that.
当然圣经里面讲到这条路的时候，他也把路的特性告诉我们啊。
Of course, in the Bible, when it speaks of this way, it also gives us the characteristics of this way.
Yeah, 这个我以前可能也有跟弟兄姊妹讲过几个简单的点啊。
Perhaps I've shared this with brothers and sisters before, some simple points.
这个正路，生命的路。
This is a way of life.
啊，在教会里面，一切东西都是根据生命。
Everything in the church, it is according to life.
所以我们需要用 living word, 对吧？
Therefore, we need to have living word.
啊，我们需要有活的敬拜。
We need to have living worship.
活的聚会。
Living, meeting.
每样东西都是活的，教会里面。
Every single thing must be living.
因为我们主是生命的主。
Because our Lord is a Lord of life.
死亡的东西他不能接受。
He cannot accept things that are dead.
所以为什么我们今天很多时候反对宗教？因为宗教是个形式的东西。
So why do we reject religion today? Because a lot of things in religion is just were form.
所以第一个生命的
，first life.
第二个真理的
，second is the truth.
啊，主的路是真理的路。
The Lord's way is a way of truth.
这个真理的路啊，弟兄姊妹们很有意思的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very interesting the way of truth.
啊，你如果走真理的路，真理路也可以讲出是实际的路 ，reality 的啊。
If you talk about the way of truth, this is reality.
还有啊，你走真理的路啊，就是呢，是合理的、合情合理的路。
This way of truth is also a reasonable way.
我们知道这个真理这个字啊，在希腊原文的意思就是 logos， 对吧
？This truth in Greek is logos.
啊，这个道，这个就是 logos。
This word, Greek word, logos.
啊，那么呢，logos 就是神的话。
And logos is the word of God.
今天呢，我们在英语世界里面常常讲，一个人做事啊要合乎逻辑 ，logic， 对吧
？We often say that we need to do things according to logic.
啊，你知道这个 logic 从哪里来的
？Where does the word logic come from?
这个 logic 是从 logos 来的。
Logic stems from logos.
所以神的话是最合理的。
Therefore, God's word is the most logical reason.
那个才是真理。
Then that is the truth.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
如果你根据主的话
，if you according to the Lord's word，
你的思想是合理的
，then your thinking will be reasonable.
你表现的就是真理。
And you will manifest truth.
啊，所以主的路是真理的路。
Therefore, the Lord's word is a way of truth.
第三件事情
，the third.
啊。这条路是无己的，不为自己的。
This way is a selfless way.
啊，这个也很不容易啊。
This is very difficult.
一个人活得不为自己是很难的。
It is very difficult for someone to not live for oneself.
但是，正路是无己的。
But the right way is selfless.
啊，这个我们等等再多一点解释。
We'll speak of this more later.
第四个点很重要。
The fourth point is very important.
这条路是身体的道路，是团体的。
This way is a way of the body. It is a corporate way.
我们晓得2000年教会的历史啊。
We know in 2,000 years of church history,
人在地上最大的失落就是不够明白基督的身体。
The greatest thing that's lost is to not know the body of Christ.
所以今天有人问我们，你在走什么路？
So when others ask us, what way are you walking?
弟兄姊妹，你能告诉别人你走什么路吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you tell others what way you're walking?
你最好告诉我们走身体的路。
Better you say that it is a way of the body.
好多年轻人常常问我，我们到底跟别人什么差别啊？
A lot of young people ask me, how are we different from others?
人家主日不是唱两首诗歌讲一篇道，我们也是唱两首诗歌讲一篇道吗？
Others also sing two hymns and then have a sermon. We also sing two hymns and then have a sermon.
他说我觉得人家讲的比我们讲的还好嘞。
And I feel that others give better sermons.
为什么我不能去那里聚会啊？
How come I cannot go gather there?
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个区别在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, what's the difference?
区别在道路不同。
That is the difference in way.
啊，这是一个大的分别不同。
This is a big difference.
所以弟兄运动，他们是从过去错误的道路里面归正。
Therefore, the brother movement came out of a wrong way into the right way.
所以你要更正，要更正教从天主教出来了，对吧？天主教不对，他们出来了。
So the Reformation came out of the Catholic Church.
所以这个是道路的问题。今天这个太重要了啊。
This is a way, matter of the way, and it is very important.
对我个人侍奉主来讲，我觉得这个是无比重要的一件事情。
This is the most important.
哎呀，你看见啊，神的路啊，在天上是直路。
God's way in heaven is a straight way.
所以将来啊，你知道我们进到那个新耶路撒冷啊。
So when we enter to New Jerusalem,
感谢主，弟兄姊妹都不会迷路了。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord we will not get lost.
因为只有一条路。
Because there's only one way.
哼，你看多好啊，不然没有人会迷路。
How good is this? There's only one way.
今天呢，我们看见到处神的儿女们迷路，找不到路。
We see brothers and sisters today, they are lost.
这条路上充满试探引诱。
There's a lot of temptations on this way.
充满了仇敌所设的陷阱。
A lot of snares laid by the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹要走正路。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you must walk the right way.
其实我告诉你们，这个道理上面来讲很简单。
This is a very simple thing to say.
但请你们，能领会，代价非常大。
But you have to understand the cost is very great.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
我个人立下的是要追求魂的纯洁。
I said for myself to pursue the purity of the soul.
如果你们要知道圣经，马太福音十六章、彼得前书第一章都有这些话啊。
You would know from Matthew chapter 6 and 1 Peter chapter 1.
弟兄姊妹们，神为什么要叫我们过奉献生活？
Brothers and sisters, why did God tell us to live a consecrated life?
奉献生活是一个人一得救之后立刻应该有的生活。
A consecrated life is a life that we must have the moment after we are saved.
但是奉献生活是很可怕的，你知道吧？
But this is a severe matter.
旧约圣经你看用那个祭坛呢、啊，献祭呀、啊，对不对？来写讲奉献生活。
In the Old Testament, it uses the altar to speak of a life of consecration.、
一只羊好好的被牵来了。
There's a sheep that got brought here.
要被杀
and is slain.
放血
and to let the blood out.
然后呢，扒皮
and to skin it.
不仅扒了皮
，not only that，
还要切成块子，切成12块
and to cut into 12 chunks.
你知道这个整个过程都是我们的经历的过程。
And this entire process is something we must experience.
有时候真的跟随主啊，走到一个地步啊，在扒皮啊，扒了好几层皮啊。
So when you pursue the Lord, perhaps at some point it is as if you're being skinned, many layers.
不仅扒了皮，还给切成块子。
Not only that, to cut into pieces.
最后把它放起来，摆在祭坛上。
Finally, to lay on the altar.
然后用火把它焚烧。
And to be burnt up by fire.
到最后剩下什么？
And what is left?
剩下灰。
And there is only ashes left.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道什么叫奉献生活吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what is a life of consecration?
就变成灰了。
To become ashes.
那就完全没有你自己了。
There's no more self.
啊，真正的奉献生活是这样。
That is a true life of consecration.
那个用今天的话来讲，就是无己，没那个己。
To use today's words, that is to be selfless.
哇，弟兄姊妹们，你觉得这个可不可怕？
Brothers and sisters, isn't this a severe matter?
但教会历史上很多弟兄姊妹被主感动，把自己奉献，对不对啊？
But in church history, many brothers and sisters were moved by the Lord to consecrate themselves.
哎呀，有人奉献了，弟兄姊妹，他才觉得他的一生他真正得着了。
Once they consecrated themselves, and they feel that this life has been gained.
我们无己，我们就等于完全属于基督了，你知道吧
？If we are selfless, then we completely belong to Christ.
啊，其实弟兄姊妹，我们不需要可惜。
We do not need to feel this sorrow.
我们知道我们这个生命是已经堕落败坏的生命，对不对
？We our life is so corrupt.
你给神，神肯要，那神看得起你了，对不对
？If you give yourself to the Lord and Lord wants you, then He is looking at you.
所以你知道当年我把自己奉献给主的时候啊
，So that back in the days when I gave myself to the Lord,
我开头不懂啊
，I didn't understand at first.
我觉得有点可惜了。
I felt that this is such a regret.
我说主啊，我这么年轻就把自己奉献给你，太早了吧
？I'm so young and I already consecrated myself to you. This is a little too early.
哎，你让我再去读读书啊
！I should go study some more.
我不敢讲说在我让我享受享受这个世界，不敢讲的。
I dare not say to let me enjoy the world a little bit.
让我过一点年轻的生活吧。
But at least let me live some young person's life. Lord says no.
啊，所以后来呢？弟兄姊妹们，当我要奉献的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when I'm about to consecrate myself,
真的，主的荣耀显现
，The Lord's glory was revealed.
这一显现不得了了。
When that's revealed, it's so much.
我说主啊，我根本不配把自己奉献给你。
And I say, Lord, I'm not worthy of consecrating myself to you.
我说主啊，我完全不配。
Lord, I'm unworthy.
像我这样的人，你还要啊
？Someone like me, you would want?
所以你知道吧？奉献不是你给神好处。
So you know to consecrate yourself is not doing God a favor.
是神尊重你啊。
It is for God to honor you.
神要你啊。
God wants you.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
所以我们基督徒要竭力追求那个无己的生活。
Therefore, Christians must strive to pursue after this life without self.
这个绝对是蒙福的一件事情。
This will be a blessed matter.
所以，因此保罗在罗马书里面告诉我们，怎样的经历这个无己的生命呢
？Therefore, Paul in Romans tells us how to experience this life without self.
哇，这实在是个大题目啊
！This is such a great type matter.
今年这个年底啊，他们温哥华要我开个特会讲十字架。
In the end of the year, Vancouver wants me to have a conference on the cross.
所以我用四堂恐怕还也不能完全把它讲得清楚。
Perhaps using four messages, I cannot fully explain it.
但今天晚上几分钟把它讲清楚也不容易啊。
And to use a few minutes today to explain it quite well.
简单的来说就是向自己死，向神活。
Simply put, to die to self and to live to God.
请年轻的弟兄姊妹把罗马书第六章第六节和第八章十三节牢记在心。
Young brothers and sisters, you must memorize Romans chapter 6 verse 6 and chapter 6 verse 6 and chapter 8 verse 13.
我可以告诉你们，在二十一世纪初的时候
，in the beginning of the 21st century，
这两节圣经在神的百姓中间非常被重视。
These two verses were very much respected and amongst God's people.
宾路易师母就根据这两节圣经。释放了无数的十字架的信息。
And Jesse Penn Lewis, through these two verses, released a lot of messages regarding the cross.
实行的十字架。Practical 的那个十字架。
Practical cross.
啊，让我们这个人学习怎样能够向自己死。
To help us learn how to die to self.
当你能达到这样的光景的时候
，When you can reach this condition.
你对神的信赖叫做全新的信赖。
Then your trust in the Lord is complete.
基督徒才能变得单纯。
Then Christians can become simple.
变成专一。
And becomes pure, wholehearted.
弟兄姊妹，到了这种地步。
brothers and sisters, when you're in this condition,
你周围的任何人事物都不能动摇你了。
The people around you and things matters cannot shake you.
这个时候，就像诗歌所唱的，你只有被主来推动，在推被主推动。
Just like the hymn says, you can only be compelled by the Lord now.
我们都要晓得哈，我们这个堕落的魂呢，是今天这个世界中最大的麻烦。
We must know that our fallen soul is such a great, the root of the, all this problem.
它是难处的根源。
This is the root of the problem.
你看这个世界为什么这么乱呢？
Why is this world so chaotic?
哇，我们现在在美国越来越觉得它乱，乱得不得了的乱，对不对？
We feel that it's so much chaos in the US right now.
根源在哪里？就是那个魂。
What is the root cause? It is a soul.
弟兄姊妹知道什么是魂吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what a soul is?
魂就是我们的心思、意念、情感和我们的感觉。
The soul encompasses our mind and our emotions, our feelings.
所以今天人整天都是 I think, I think.
So people nowadays say, I think, I think.
对不对？我喜欢什么？
I like this.
我决定什么？
I decide this.
我感觉什么？
I feel this.
这就是你的魂。
That's your soul.
哦，你看那些地上人天天在那里讲，我感觉怎样，我喜欢什么，乱得不得了。
These days, people keep talking about what they feel, and it's very chaotic.
神，我想这个先不能多讲，这个魂是有用的东西啊。
I cannot speak too much on this, but the soul, there's a purpose.
神不是要把它完全除去，神要改变它。
God is not to try to get rid of it, but to transform it.
所以彼得告诉我们，魂需要得救的。
Therefore, Peter tells us that there's a salvation of the soul.
弟兄姊妹们，今天世界上的罪恶这么多。
Brothers and sisters, there's so much sin in this world.
若是没有我们这个堕落的魂，这个罪恶发不出来的，你知道吧？
If there's not this fallen soul, then these sins cannot be brought out.
所以这个堕落的魂是仇敌手中啊。最喜欢用的东西。
Therefore, this fallen soul is the instrument that the enemy likes to use the most.
所以一个人的魂越纯洁，罪就越无能力，就是这样。
Therefore, for someone whose soul is pure, then the power of sin is lessened.
弟兄姊妹们，在侍奉上
，Brothers and sisters, regarding service,
你的魂改变多少
？How much your soul is changed？
你的侍奉能给别人带来的供应就有多少
？Then how much your service can provide for others？
我最近对一般的弟兄姊妹讲
，Lately I've been speaking to brothers.
侍奉很简单，侍奉只有两件事，一个是什么呢？一个是解决问题。
Service is very simple. There are two things. One is to solve problems.
第二件事把荣耀归给神。
The second is to give glory to God.
其实真的侍奉就这两件事情。
True service is these two things.
我们今天要去服侍。
Today we are to serve.
你知道侍奉是为了解决人的难处的。
To serve is to help others solve their difficulties.
所以主耶稣到地上来。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus came to this world.
他第一件事解决我们难处，对吧
？The first thing he did is to solve our difficulties.
所以服侍主，你不要怕难处。
To serve the Lord, do not be afraid of difficulties.
但是我们每个人都怕难处，谁不怕难处呢
？But we are all afraid of difficulties.
啊，主要告诉我们，因为难嘛，所以叫你去服侍啊。
It is very difficult, so I ask you to serve.
所以我常常提醒侍奉主的人。
I often remind those who serve.
侍奉主的人，你自己是要解决难处的。
To you are serving the Lord, you are to solve difficulties.
你侍奉主人不能自己变成 trouble maker.
If you are servant of the Lord, you should not become a trouble maker.
今天好可惜，看见地上好多的教会传道人自己成为难处，你看。
But it is so regretful that a lot of churches, the preacher is becoming a troublemaker.
负责人成为难处。
The responsible brother is a troublemaker.
哎呀，你这个，这就不是服事。
And that is not service.
所以你第一个，你先负责把自己的魂里面的问题解决啊。
First, a responsible brother can deal with their soul.
这样，在侍奉上面才能够显出他的功用。
Then service can have.Fruit.
这个魂的纯洁还有一个点啊。
There's another point regarding the purity of the soul.
啊，当我们的魂越纯洁的时候
，When our soul is more pure，
它就只追求主的自己。
Then it only pursues after the Lord Himself.
它的魂越纯洁
，The more pure the soul is，
它就越爱主。
The more He loves the Lord.
所以这个是一个衡量，不是说他整天跑啊，整天忙啊，在教会里面发热心就是爱主。不不不。
It is not that we do so much in the church and has show a lot of zeal, and that means we love the Lord. No.
只有人的魂纯洁的时候，他那个真正的爱主。
Only when someone's pure soul, then that person loves the Lord.
所以当你的魂纯洁到一个地步的时候，你说，主啊，我除你之外不能爱别的了。
So when your soul is pure to a point, you tell the Lord, Lord, besides you, I love no one else.
啊，好，这我们再往前，我们看第四个点啊。
We'll continue forward, the fourth point.
要顺服恩膏的教训。
To obey the teaching of the anointing.
其实呢，这个顺服恩膏的教训呢，也是读圣经的一个秘诀啊。
This is also a secret key for reading the scripture.
我前面讲了，你要跟随圣灵。
I already mentioned to follow the Holy Spirit.
只有他能解开主的话。
Only He can explain God's word.
所以你现在如果跟随膏油的话呢
？Therefore, now if you follow the anointing,
那个读经就不一样。
Then your reading of the scripture will be different.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
感谢主，恩膏在我们里面教训我们。
We thank the Lord. The anointing is teaching us from within.
啊，那么，所以我记得有一次有一个年轻的弟兄跑来问我。
I remember one time a young brother came to ask me.
他孙弟兄，我很想读圣经，你能不能给我一点读经方法
？Brother son, I really want to read the scripture. Can you teach me some methods?
我说第一件事情。
I said first.
要顺服恩膏的教训，天天在顺服。
To daily submit to the teaching of the anointing.
你讲话要顺服，行事要顺服，在生活的每件细小上顺服。
As you speak, you will submit. Everything that you do, you will submit.
他就说这是什么读经方法
？He says, "What kind of method of reading the Bible is?"
其实我是给他最好的读经方法。
Actually, I gave him the best method.
今天你如果问一个人这怎么读经方法，他马上搬出一大堆的方法告诉你，对不对
？Today, if you ask someone how to read the Bible, they'll bring out a lot of methods.
要用多少的参考书
？And to look at how many commentaries.
怎么样？这去读。
How you would go study?
我就没听见一个读经人告诉别人，你先顺服膏油的。
I do not hear anyone else says that first you submit to the anointing.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know?
圣经所有的话都是经历的言语。
Brothers and sisters, every word in the Bible it is a word of experience.
每一句话都可以经历的。
Every word you can experience.
你怎么经历呢
？How do you experience it?
是圣灵引我们进入这个经历，对不对
？The Holy Spirit lead us into the experience.
我到后来发现，我对圣经有很多的领会，是因为圣灵把我带到这个经历里面。
Later on, I discovered that a lot of things I understand of the scripture is because the Holy Spirit lead me into that experience.
哎呀，我恍然大悟，原来是这个意思。
Then I suddenly understand what it means.
我查了好多的这个解经的书都没办法解。
If I read a lot of commentaries, I cannot fully explain it.
当然，顺服恩膏不仅是在读经的事上啊。
But submitting to the anointing is not just
更多的是在我们的行为言语上。
But more is on our speech and our conduct.
太重要了。
That is so important.
有很多青年弟兄姊妹，如果今天就开始学这个功课，将来你就知道这个福气多大。
Brothers and sisters, there are many young ones here. If you start to learn this now, you will gain a lot of blessings.
我感谢主啊，我16岁蒙恩啊。
I thank the Lord. I was saved when I was 16.
很快圣灵就在我里面教导我。
And very soon after, the Holy Spirit starts teaching me within.
那时我讲话。
When I speak.
圣灵说不对。
He says not right.
哎，你这很奇妙，这个里面的感觉很清楚啊。
It's very clear.
跟那些年轻在一起乱七八糟的话、脏话都讲嘛。
When I was younger, I would swear and say bad things.
说你这个样，圣灵说你这个样不像基督徒。
And the Holy Spirit says that doesn't look like a Christian.
我这个里面改变。
And there's a change.
哇，那个年轻时候好多，我想今天晚上不能讲故事啊。
Tonight I don't have time to give these testimonies.
我有些故事你们也听过，也知道。
And some you might have heard before.
比如我举个例，我那个过马路那个红绿灯，很多弟兄姊妹都知道。
A lot of brothers and sisters know my story of crossing the street with a red light.
大陆有个年轻弟兄就跑了，说弟兄，自从我听了你那一遍之后，我再也不闯红灯了。
And a young brother came to me and said, "Brother, son, after I listen to your testimony, I will never cross against a red light anymore."
但我跟他讲, 我不闯红灯是圣灵教的, 你不闯红灯是我教的, 这不行。
But I told him, I'm not crossing the street against a red light because the Holy Spirit taught me, but you,
你要跟随圣灵,
because of me teaching you, it's different. You have to follow the Holy Spirit.
在侍奉上也是一样,
in service, it is like so.
保罗说我侍奉神是凭着我的灵来侍奉的。
Paul says that I serve the Lord according to my spirit.
要是让圣灵在你的灵里面引导你来服侍。
To let the Holy Spirit lead you in your spirit to serve.
这个我经历了几十年啊。
I experienced this for over 10 years.
今天晚上我只能把我的心智告诉你, 我无法把我的故事告诉你们。
I can only tell you the will that I set, not the stories of the experiences I had.
所以我最近常常和许多弟兄姊妹讲,
Lately, I often tell brothers and sisters,
什么叫属灵的生活?
What is a spiritual living?
弟兄姊妹,你告诉我, 什么是属灵的生活?
What is spiritual living?
啊, 你说读圣经, 祷告, 唱诗, 听道, 聚会, 对不对?
As read the Bible, prayer, gathering.
这些都是外面的一些活动。
These are all outward actions.
真正顺服恩膏, 顺服圣灵的引导的生活, 叫属灵生活。
Spiritual living is to truly follow the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹,这个非常非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is so important.
什么叫做属灵的侍奉啊?
What is a spiritual service?
属灵的侍奉是跟随圣灵而有的侍奉才叫属灵侍奉。
Spiritual service is to serve according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
今天很多人跟着别人的计划，跟着别人的这个推动，并跟着情况就去服侍了。弟兄姊妹，那个不叫属灵的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, these days a lot of people serve according to other people's plans. That's not spiritual service.
所以你看保罗侍奉主的时候，
Therefore, you see when Paul served,
到个地方他想往北边去，圣灵禁止他，对不对？
When he wanted to go north, the Holy Spirit stopped him.
又想往南边去。 耶稣的灵不许,
and when he wanted to go south, the spirit of Jesus did not permit him. Therefore, we see that Paul's service is not so free.
你爱去哪里就去哪里,
you want to go somewhere,
大家商议, 计划就做了。
You discuss and you do it.
那个不叫做属灵的侍奉。
That is not spiritual service.
你要知道你做的这些东西, 如果不是属灵的侍奉, 将来主不算数的。
You need to know if you do these things and it's not spiritual service, and in the future the Lord will not count it.
用我们今天的话讲,
and that would be in vain.
你劳苦没用,
and you labor in vain. And Paul is afraid of running in vain and serving in vain.
在教会的敬拜生活里面,
in the matter of worship in the church,
顺服恩膏的教训是非常的重要。
To follow the teaching of the anointing is very important.
有一次我跟一个老姊妹两个人一起交通啊。
Once I was having fellowship with an elderly sister.
她给我一个很好的提醒。
She gave me a very good reminder.
她说你是教会的负责弟兄，对不对？
She says, you are a responsible brother in the church.
她说我是。
I said, yes.
她说当弟兄姊妹在一起聚会的时候，
She says, when brothers and sisters gather,
你是不是坐在里面还在负责?
Are you sitting there still trying to be responsible?
比方有时候我们要祷告, 请大家开口祷告, 对不对?
For example, when we are having open prayer time,
哎呀, 他闭着眼睛,
everybody's closing their
都没有人祷告,
eyes. No one is praying.
心里面就着急了,
and you start to worry.
怎么都不开口呢?
How come no one is praying?
心里想, 这个Jed为什么不开口啊?
How come Jed is not praying?
我坐他旁边,我已经开始为他紧张了。
If I'm sitting next to him, then I start to worry for him.
我就在聚会里面, 你看, 我人坐在那里, 我的负责任呢。
So I'm sitting in the gathering and I'm trying to be responsible.
他说, 弟兄, 你要做一件事情。
She said, brother, you must do one thing.
当你一进到聚会里面,
once you enter into a meeting,
要把所有的权柄都交给圣灵。
Give all the authority to the Holy Spirit.
连你自己也是顺服圣灵的。
Even you must obey the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个功课说起来容易, 不容易。
This lesson is quite difficult.
举个简单的例子来说,
giving you a simple example.
像我们有时候这个薄饼聚会呢, 有的弟兄姊妹们呢, 从头到尾也没祷告, 好像圣灵也赶不动他的。
For example, during breaking of bread meeting, perhaps some brother or sister never prayed, and the Holy Spirit cannot move them.
但是你多年蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，你要注意一件事情啊。
But those who have believed the Lord for longer, you have to do one thing.
因为你现在很会祷告了。
If you are very good at prayer.
啊，一看没人祷告，我就祷告了。
And you see that no one is praying, then you pray.
啊，圣灵也没感动你，你就自己开始祷告了。
And the Holy Spirit didn't move you, and you already start praying.
所以所有的人都要顺服圣灵。
Oh, everyone needs to obey the Holy Spirit.
这样才能带来整个教会的敬拜。
Then that can bring about the corporate worship.
敬拜是在灵和真实的里面，对不对？
This worship is in spirit and in truth.
所以可见很多时候我们在一起聚会都没有达到这个真实敬拜的目的。
Therefore, we see a lot of times when we gather together, we are not entering into spirit and truth.
所以这个顺服恩膏的教训是神给我们极大的恩典。
To submit to the teaching of the anointing, this is a great blessing that God has given us. I do not know how to do it, in fact, but the Holy Spirit is leading me to do it. Therefore, this becomes the highest principle in my daily living and service.
啊，最后一个点啊，
the last point.
要爱慕主的显现。
To long for the Lord's appearing.
保罗在他晚年的时候提醒弟兄姊妹要爱慕主的显现。Paul
in his elder years remind brothers and sisters to long for the Lord's appearing.
我们读圣经都知道主一定要回来的。When
we read the Bible, we know that the Lord must come back.
希腊文里面有一个重要的字叫做parousia。In
Greek, there is this word parousia.
讲到主的再来。To
speaks of the Lord's return.
在新约圣经里面出现过17次啊。
In the New Testament, it is used 17 times.
我们晓得有一天我们要与主面对面的。We
need to know one day we'll be face to face with our Lord.
啊，我在这里也提醒弟兄姊妹啊。Here
I'm also reminding brothers and sisters.
过去有很多弟兄姊妹不爱主，他们也不太喜欢付代价跟随主。In
the past, there are brothers and sisters who do not love the Lord and do not want to pay the cost.
他们也听说了，这个将来主回来了，大家弟兄姊妹都要进天堂大门。
And they hear that when the Lord returns, all the brothers and sisters will enter through the white gate of heaven.
他们说，哎，不要紧，这么多人，对不对啊？
They said, no, don't worry, there's so many people.
要进天国，进天堂大门，多少人啊？成千上万，多少亿，对不对啊？
There are so many people, a multitude will enter into the white gate, enter through the white gate of heaven.
哇，这个人这么小啊！
I'm such a small person.
我就躲在人群中间，跟着大家一起就混进去好了。I
just need to hide in the crowds, and I can make my way in.
反正主也看不到我，对不对？
Because the Lord won't notice me.
像今天你们这人还没那么多，我也不能看到每一个人，对不对？
Even though you don't have so many people, I cannot see every single one of you.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要抱着这么一个侥幸的心理啊！
Brothers and sisters, do not have that kind of attitude.
圣经告诉我们，那一天每一个人都要跟主面对面的。
The Bible tells us that every single one of us will be face to face with our Lord.
因为圣经告诉我们神是灵啊。
Because the Bible says
他不是一个个体，他是灵啊。
God is spirit. He's not a solid.
所以我们要预备好自己与主面对面。
We need to prepare ourselves to be face to face with our Lord.
所以这个时候已经非常的迫近啊。
There is this urgency.
仰望主的怜悯。
We look to the Lord's mercy.
那么主的再来中间有几件重要的事情啊，这也是我心中渴慕的。Regarding
the Lord's return, there is a few important matters.
在启示录第十二章讲的活着被提。In
Revelation chapter 12, it speaks of being raptured.
我们能像以诺一样的，不需要经过死就能被提。To
be like Enoch, to not go through death.
哇，在初期教会多少弟兄姊妹渴慕，但是呢，啊，日子太久，2000年主还没来，对不对？
In the early church, a lot of brothers and sisters long for that, but after 2,000 years, the Lord hasn't returned.
但是今天我们就有这个盼望。But
today we have that hope.
我从年轻呢，侍奉主一直到今天也年老了。When
I started serving the Lord, I was young, and now I'm older.
嗯，所以我现在读那个西面的故事啊，特别有感觉。So
now when I read the story of Simeon, I sense this.
你们知道那个老西面呢，有一个心智，他的眼睛要亲眼看见神的救赎者。We
know that the elderly Simeon wanted to see the Lord's redemption.
多欢喜，进到圣殿里面的时候，耶稣的父母把这个 baby Jesus 带来了。
And when he went enter into the temple, he's so rejoicing because Jesus' parents brought baby Jesus in.
他马上抱过来感恩。
He immediately carried him and to give thanks.
他说, 主啊, 如今可以让你的仆人安然去世, 你看,
Lord, now you can let your servant depart in peace.
所以我在主面前有这个心愿,
I have this desire before the Lord.
我说,
Lord, I desire to be raptured alive.
我说我往后的日子不管健康疾病,
no matter their sickness or in health,
你要保守我一定熬到那个日子,
to keep me until that day, Lord.
当然不是熬到那个日子了, 需要好好追求主啊, 预备好自己, 预备备齐,
and to continue to pursue after the Lord to prepare to be raptured.
所以你知道我们这一代的圣徒啊, 主把我们留在最后的世代,
so we must know the saints in this generation, the Lord has kept us into this age.
我们可以得到一个大的福气,
we have this great blessing.
历世一代的众圣徒, 他们所羡慕的,
this is what the saints throughout generations have longed for.
可能会让你我碰见,
perhaps we will meet
it. 但是你需要预备啊,
but you have to be prepared.
要有这个新主的再来中有一个备齐,
you have this desire that when the Lord returns, you will be raptured.
Yeah, 这是个大题目, 不能, 我今晚不能讲多啊,
I cannot continue on this topic.
另外一件事情,
another matter.
就主来说, 天国降临,
when the Lord comes, the kingdom of heaven will be on earth.
弟兄姊妹们, 马太福音24、25两章, 特别在25章那里啊, 讲到天国降临。
In Matthew chapter 24 and 25, especially in 25, it speaks of this kingdom.
能进天国是福气,
it's a blessing to be able to enter into this kingdom.
哎呀, 很奇妙, 我这几年呢, 我这个里面这个感觉啊, 很强烈,
these days, so strange, I have this strong sense.
我觉得我们今天已经来到天国的大门口了,
I feel that we have already arrived at the gate.
可能差几步就可以进去,
of heaven, and maybe a few
哇,
more steps we can enter.
这个时间是何等的紧迫,
this is such, there's such urgency now.
所以弟兄姊妹要记得,
so brothers and sisters, remember,
主说他不是单言,
he is not tarrying, the Lord says, but he is giving us time to give us opportunity.
他知道我们还没预备好啊,
he knows we're not prepared yet.
所以弟兄姊妹, 从现在开始起好好的预备,
therefore, brothers and sisters, start now and prepare.
要把进天国这件事情摆在你生活中最重要的地位上面,
to place entering into the kingdom to be the main thing in your life.
别的都不重要,
other things are not priorities.
是我常常看见地上大家争来争去的,
I see a lot of strife in this world.
每个人都说我对你错,
everybody say, I'm right, you're wrong.
到那天呢, 如果你进了天国的大门口了,
that day, if you enter into the through the gate of the kingdom of heaven,
那你说自己对才有意义，对不对啊?
Then when you say you're right, then that is.
你说我对你错,
you say that I'm right and you're wrong.
结果天国大门一开，他进去了，你留下了。
But then when the kingdom of heaven opens and he goes in and you do not,
那你讲这个话有什么意思啊?
Then what is the purpose of saying?
何必去争这些东西啊,
why
对不对?
Do you have strife?
所以弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, brothers,
不要再争任何事情,
not, that's not have strife anymore, but to prepare ourselves.
Yeah, 我讲这些话, 我是很有感觉的,
when I speak of these, I have a lot of burden.
很有感觉地把它听进去,
and I wish that you will listen also with burden.
弟兄姊妹, 最重要的是, 里面要预备膏油,
the most important thing is to prepare oil.
人的灵是个灯呢,
man's spirit is a lamp.
啊, 你的灯要亮着,
your lamp must be lit.
这是那个聪明的童女，就是里面灯是亮的。
These are the wise virgins, their lamps are lit.
哎, 你灯亮着的，预备膏油，你可以进天国。
If your lamps are lit and you prepare the extra oil, then you can enter into the kingdom.
那么进天国还有一件重要的事情,
there's one other thing regarding entering into the kingdom of heaven.
就启示录19章那里讲到的,
in Revelation chapter 19, it speaks
讲的羔羊的婚宴,
that this is the feast of the marriage feast of the Lamb.
啊, 我们很喜欢去参加人家的婚宴, 对不对?
We really like to go to attend marriages.
地上人的婚宴有时候有机会去参加，刚刚你没有机会参加, 其实也不是太要紧。
If you have opportunities to go to other people's weddings, it's good, but if not, it's all right.
但是这个婚宴, 弟兄姊妹, 你非要参加不可。
But there's this wedding feast, and you must attend this one.
我不知道我讲这个话，你听进去没有啊？
I wonder if you comprehend.
但对我来讲，我这个是非参加不可的。
But for me, this is a wedding feast that I must attend.
但这里告诉你要穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
But here it says that you need to be clothed in fine linen.
圣经明讲，这光明洁白的细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And it is white and clean. This is the righteousnesses of the saints.
啊，这个呢，在特会里面啊，下礼会我还会再讲。
And I will continue to speak of this in the conference.
所以今天在地上，弟兄姊妹要过行义的生活。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, as while we're on this earth, we must live a righteous life.
不义的事情千万不要做。
Do not do things that are unrighteous.
弟兄姊妹们，愿主把这个爱慕放在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord place this longing in our hearts.
你爱慕主，你才会追求主，你才会忠心，不违背主。
If you long for the Lord, then you will love Him and you will not disobey Him.
啊，今天我们已经来到了一个非常关键的时候。
Today we have reached a critical time.
愿主把这个爱慕放在所有弟兄姊妹的里面。
May the Lord place this longing in every single one of our hearts.
我个人对主有一个心愿。
I have this desire before the Lord.
我说主啊。
Lord,
在我身上的东西一切都可以衰退。
Everything for me could waste away.
我的确感觉我有那个老的感觉了。
I feel that I'm getting old.
因为呢，很多时候记忆力啊，发现跟从前不一样，很多东西衰退。
My memory is not as good as it used to be.
现在走路呢，也觉得跟从前有点不一样，走路没那么顺畅。
And when I walk, it is not as smooth as before.
很多东西都在衰退。
A lot of things are wasting away.
我说主啊，一切都可以衰退。
I tell the Lord, everything can waste away.
唯独求你保守我爱，永不衰退。
But may you guard my love towards you that will not waste away.
爱主的心永不衰退。
The heart of loving the Lord will not waste away.
一切都可以失去。
Everything can be lost.
唯独爱不能失去。
But love cannot be lost.
啊，愿主祝福所有的弟兄和姊妹。
May the Lord bless every brother and sister.
我把我个人生活的准则啊，那么交通给弟兄姊妹。
I fellowship with you the principles and standards of my personal living and service.
因为这个准则规范我，也保护我。
Because this guides me and also protects me.
叫我能在跟随主的路上不至于滑跌。
So that on this way of following the Lord, I will not fall aside.
所以保罗给我们看见基督徒属灵的生活不仅有目标。
Therefore, Paul lets us see that for Christians living, there's not just a goal.
你还需要有准则。
You also need to have these principles.
啊，在他的书信里面讲了很多啊这些。
He speaks of this very often in his epistles.
那么我把它综合了成了五个点啊。
I summarize it into 5 points.
啊，把这个交通给你们做参考。
To fellowship with you for your consideration.
希望弟兄姊妹们在跟随主的路上。个个都能走到路中。
So that brothers and sisters, as you walk on this way, that you, every single one of you can walk until the end.
我们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们知道你今天还没有回来。
Lord, we know that you have not yet returned.
你不是单言。
You're not tarrying.
你是宽容我们。
That you are allowing us time.
因为你知道我们还没有预备好。
Because you know that we have not prepared yet.
所以你还给我们机会。
Therefore, you gave us opportunities.
主啊，我们今天真是生活在一个危险的时代。
Today, we truly live in an age that is dangerous.
太多的难处在我们周围。
There's too many difficulties surrounding us.
许多的试探引诱。
And there's a lot of temptations.
也有很多的陷阱。
And a lot of snares.
主啊，我们需要你的恩典保守。
Lord, we need your grace to protect us.
求你让我们不仅过着一个有标杆的生活。
Help us not only live a life with a goal.
在生活侍奉上，我们有一定的准则。
But that in our living and our service, that there are these principles.
不让我们得罪你。
That we would not offend you.
也不让我们滑跌。
And that we would not fall aside.
主，我们知道还有不多的日子，我们要与你面对面。
Lord, we know that in a short amount of time, we will see you face to face.
但愿因着一点的预备,
perhaps by some preparation,
让我们能够欢然的来见你,
that we could see you in joy.
把一切的荣耀爱戴都归给你。
We give you all the glory and honor.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen. Amen.